Live from KQED News, I'm Tara Seiler. California Governor Gavin Newsom today unveiled what he's calling a master plan to boost mental health services for kids across the state. The funding was approved by the legislature over the last 3 years.
$4.7 billion. $4.7 billion to focus on universal screening and support and services for all of our children in the state of California from the age of 0 to 25.
The plan provides funding to schools statewide to hire 40,000 more mental health professionals and increase the number of school counselors. According to the governor's office, more than 250,000 California children struggle with major depression, but more than 60% receive no treatment. Meanwhile, suicide rates among young people are increasing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in San Francisco today promoting the passage of the CHIPS and Science Act, federal legislation meant to strengthen domestic production of microchips. Pelosi said the U.S. is investing in the development of new science and technology and the workforce of the future, and strengthening its supply chain and manufacturing of semiconductors.
From a security standpoint, this is a national security piece of legislation, very essential. From an economic standpoint, the prospects are pretty clear.
She was joined by Bay Area lawmakers and executives from Intel, the Santa Clara company that makes semiconductors for personal computers. President Biden signed the bill into law earlier this month. I'm Tara Seiler. This is KQED News.